I am of Marvel big fans, yeah. I literally watch all MCU movie. But in last year, I got to watch Black Panther movie for some reason in theater. Yeah. You know Black Panther movie, right? It's very, very fame, big fame. And still, after 4 or 5 months, the film is come out on theater. And before OTT is come up, I quite patient to wait the movie that's on TV or the rewatch in theater. So if I can buy the ticket in that month of movie come up, I'm already have a second point to watch this movie. And it's not, it's usually the movie quite long to play on that two platform, but that the rush and make me more appreciate movie we play in theater. But there's our problem. After OTT is a take, for example, is Black Panther movie. Black Panther already show in just 4 months after show in cinema, like 4 or 5 months after show in cinema. And that make me disappointed. Imagine if you buy a ticket of 50 or 100,000 rupiah, and then 4 months after that the film just come out in OTT, like everyone can watch it without buy the fucking ticket, and the film is still going on. You know, out of the death of fame, you can watch, you can rewatch, and you not appreciated the movie. What happen if our movie is come to OTT in this short time? More people will not appreciate it. Okay, the movie that show in cinema and that make a people will lazy to watch in cinema, and that just make me disappointed. I don't know about the economy aspect or other, but just make me disappointed about it. And yeah, that's my bad feeling today about the OTT attack everywhere. And you know, Disney Plus, I love to watch Disney Plus because I love Marvels and I love Disney film. But after this OTT so short time, I just think twice to buy a ticket on cinema. Like, I just want to watch 3 months ago. The film will come out, and why I must buy the fucking ticket with that very, very expensive seat like that. So what about you think guys about it?